Hello, everyone, and welcome to today's One Key Idea session on design thinking. I am Rex Black, president of RBCS. We're a worldwide testing and quality assurance firm. We serve clients ranging from small startups to Fortune 20 global enterprises. Since 1994, we've delivered insight and confidence to hundreds of clients around the world. We have a team of international consultants that deliver customized training, consulting, and expert services to companies that are looking to improve their test and quality assurance practices. Today, I'm very happy to welcome back Mark Tanian as our guest presenter. Mark is a professional development provider for RBCS, an adjunct faculty member of St. John's University in beautiful New York City, and executive director of education of a New York City-based security professionals organization. So obviously a lot of things on his plate. Mark developed the A4Q Design Thinking Foundation course, which we are discussing today. And Mark was recently involved in the user experience design of dental instruments, everybody's favorite thing, that promises to revolutionize dentistry and the patient experience. And I hope so, make dentistry a more fun experience. Mark pursues innovative approaches to business and security challenges through his research, teaching, and consulting, and I'm sure you're going to learn a lot from his brief presentation today. Feel free to ask questions at any time during the course of the webinar. We will answer them at the end. And so we'll go ahead and get started. Mark, take it away.
Well, thank you a lot, Rex, and everyone for joining us today. As Rex said, I'm going to talk briefly about Design Thinking Foundation training course. So in general, for the Design Thinking Foundation course, it's a practical training course for managers and individual contributors who are engaged in solving difficult human-centered problems. Participants learn about design thinking concepts, approaches, skills, and mindset in the context of product and service innovation. This in-person training course is 2 days and consists of lecture, knowledge application, and a hands-on design thinking challenge. The outcomes for this course are to be able to explain the design thinking approach to solving problems, apply design thinking to a variety of challenges, and participate productively in collaborative design and evaluation activities. As well as take and pass a 60-minute, 40-question, multiple-choice exam for A4Q Design Thinking Foundation level certification. This course closely aligns with the A4Q Design Thinking Foundation level syllabus. The certification is designed and evaluated to be consistent with this syllabus. You might be thinking, well, is this for you? Is Design Thinking Foundation for you? It's this course and the certification is ideal for professionals seeking to lead or participate in product and service innovation. It's accessible to all who want practical understanding of and experience with the design thinking approach to problem solving and design. The main audiences that we designed this course for were for people with no design experience, as well as people who have some familiarity with using technology, and for people who are aware of human-centered challenges within their organization or among their customers. People who want to know, sorry, show an aptitude for design of products and services. You might have some questions, and these may follow along with yours. Is there only one way to do design thinking? No, actually, there are a number of general design thinking approaches, and the companies who've truly embraced design thinking have developed their own. What type of design thinking approaches are covered in the course? Well, the course covers three different broadly recognized approaches, but there'll be focus on one approach that will be applied to the design challenge that's integrated into the course. What design thinking approach is used for the hands-on design project. Well, what we will be using is the designing for growth approach. And this approach is oriented towards practical business needs. Will we design a product or service in the hands-on project? Well, at this time, the hands-on project is focused on designing a product. Back to you, Rex.
Okay, great. Thanks. Let me get the video going there. Okay, good. Just to follow up quickly on your last point, designing a product rather than a service. Of course, if we had enough interest in a version of the course that involved a service, we could probably figure out how to do that as well, I would guess.
Absolutely. we just had to focus on one target. Since the hands-on course is integrated deeply into the course throughout the course, we only get one opportunity. We get to take, in this case, it'll be a product to its full design thinking evolution. Mm-hmm. We could do the same with a service design, but unfortunately, it's a two-day course, not a four-day course.
Right. We only have so much time. Okay, great. Well, we're going to open it up for Q&A here. Please go ahead and send in any questions you might have. We've got some questions via email here that I'm looking at that came in. First question is design thinking something that involves non-technical people as well as technical people?
Well, innovation often comes from looking at a problem or a solution from a new perspective. This requires the design thinking team to be cross-functional. Mm-hmm. Design thinking is also not limited just to product and service innovation. So to answer that question broadly, great deal of diversity is needed. But more specifically, this course, although this course is focused on product and service design, and yes, today delivering a new product and service, it does often require technology expertise to be on the design team. Mm-hmm. However, those who are subject matter experts in areas of business or have strong artistic skills or are trained in social sciences and have a good human interaction skills are valuable members of the team. Divergent or expansive thinking is necessary to identify new ideas, and this starts with skills and knowledge diversity within the design team.
Great. So come one and all, basically, not just techies.
Exactly.
Great. Excellent. Is the A4Q certification internationally recognized?
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely, Rex. The A4Q certification is supported by powerful international certification bodies, including the ISQI.
Yeah, ISQI is one of our big exam providers here. We work with them quite a bit. So they do a very good job. Another email question here. Is there any link to the ISTQB?
Well, no, not officially, not formally. This syllabus certification is entirely outside the ISTQB program. However, when we designed this course, we did follow the ISTQB standards in terms of exam structure and syllabus level of detail, so that the same ISTQB level of certification quality is achieved.
Great. So people who are used to the ISTQB program will find it sort of comfortingly familiar.
Absolutely.
And while those who are not used to it will benefit from the sort of the model created by a very, very mature, very successful international certification program like the ISTQB, which is the third most successful vendor neutral certification in the world, right after PMI and ITIL. So the ISTQB model is a good proven one to follow. Okay, well, once again, I think, Mark, we've done an excellent job of answering everybody's questions because nobody has any other than the ones that came in via email. So we're good to go. Unless, is there something you would like to add at this point?
Design thinking is maybe not that well recognized for some, but it is, as innovation, the drive for innovation is required for our businesses to succeed from year to year. Design thinking is in other types of user-centered development and design approaches are absolutely necessary. And design thinking has shown to be very effective in various industries. And if you haven't had a chance to read the various works on design thinking, take a look at the ISQI website, at the A4Q syllabus for this course. Even if you don't take the course, I think it does a great job in giving a broad introduction to the field, to this type of design approach, and see what you think, and then consider joining us for a course.
Yeah, excellent point. The syllabus is a free download, and it's a very good overview of the topic. It's quite thorough. It has that sort of ISTQB level of detail. It's not one of those cursory, you know, 3-page long syllabi that you read and you might think, well, okay, that's an interesting list of topics, but who knows what they're going to actually cover. The syllabus does a great job, I think, of giving people an idea of what will be covered and what some of the core concepts are. So you learn a lot from reading it. And yeah, in terms of signing up for a course, you know, if you're on our mailing list, we'll keep you posted. You can also go out to our website. You can see the coordinates here, rbcs-us.com, and take a look at when the next course is coming up. And of course, if anybody listening is interested in getting one of these courses on site, contact us directly. The email there, info@rbcs-us.com, is the way to go. So thanks a lot, Mark. I'll close it down here. I hope everyone enjoyed this free webinar from RBCS. We do these free webinars as a service to the software community because at RBCS, we are a not-just-for-profit company. If you do enjoy our free webinars and feel that they demonstrate solid insights into the kinds of challenges you face, please make RBCS your preferred vendor for any and all expert services, consulting, or training you might need. We're happy to provide a quote for any such help. Again, contact us, info@rbcs-us.com. So thanks, everybody, for attending. Thanks, Mark, for your work and explaining this important concept. And I look forward to seeing people again in the future.
Well, thank you.